ride a bicycle to this day. Don't have very good balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were mostly involved in guides and brownies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your, I'm not sure if I'm calling this right, what was your troop name?
Oh.
For
brownies?
Yeah.
Oh, we were just Pack 37. South Burnaby. I think that was a kind of number on the little label on we had sewn on our sleeve.
Yeah. Okay.
Most horrific memory, I think, was learning to ride a bike, going downhill into bramble bushes. I said, no, this isn't for me, it's not worth it. So, yeah. And riding along Green Jive wasn't very good either. The sidewalk was kind of bumpy, and with the traffic the way it was, with all the big trucks and whatnot. Because remember, you used to have standing and waiting to cross the road to get home. We'd stand there sometimes because it would be busy, like the rush hour. We'd stand there about maybe even 15 minutes some days to get across the street around 3:30. It was too busy to go back out again after that, so we just stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no shortages of hills in
mm-hmm.
that particular corner
yeah.
of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a joyful memory?
Oh, I have a lot. Graduation. That's good. I don't have any bad memories at all. It was fun. But then when you're a little kid, if you don't know any differently, this is the way it is, and I'm just growing up with my sisters. It was good.
Okay. You didn't run into any problems with prejudice or anything like that?
No, because I didn't, but I know my older sister did. She was 3 years older than I did. Or maybe I didn't know what prejudice was. Probably just thought they were making fun of me and didn't think anything of it. And you know, just dealt with it as a kid.
So it didn't have much effect on growing up?
No. Probably because we are innocent then.
Mm-hmm. What about... grew up along Marine Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Did you live there all the time, or have you moved to other places
yeah.
in Burnaby?
Yeah, because I've lived in Burnaby all my life, except for when I worked in Vancouver. I moved out on my own for just under a year, and then I met Ken, and we got married, and moved back into Burnaby. And I've lived here in our house now for coming 30 years. I'm used to Burnaby and all the changes and along Kingsway Corridor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much change has there been since you were a child, and what effect has it had on you?
I think this to me too much modern along Kingsway there, all the hubbub and it's busy. Because last week when I was going home from my mum, it's just busy between Imperial or Rumble and Grange, but on each side the residential, it's really quiet with traffic. But I guess it's good then, because I don't have to travel very far to go shopping, and all the amenities are right here in Burnaby.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, where did you do your local shopping?
Get Safeway at Royal Oak and Rumba. And then we'd go into New Westminster to Woodward. And then, because then they didn't build Brentwood till the 60s, but that was like a long trek over. And there's all the changes, because before there was only the Super Value and the Sears, and now all that's built up. And then the London Drugs. But I don't ever remember the old theater there, trying to remember what was at the corner of Royal Oak and Kingsway, because there's a Safeway there now. But as growing up, I don't have any recollection of what was there at that corner of the big Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of auto courts along there.
Yeah.
Did your family ever go into Vancouver for
shopping?
We went
to Chinatown, maybe, but not very often. But then I just take the bus, as a teenager, take the bus downtown to like Woodward's and Eaton's and the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Would you and your friends go to Vancouver for a movie or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah, but we'd go into New Westminster because of the Columbia Theatre and the Paramount Theatre.
Okay,
yeah.
So you were definitely oriented towards New Westminster rather than Vancouver.
It was like safer.
Yeah.
And then the bus didn't run that often either, Long Range. It was maybe once an hour. It ran once an hour. And then later, when the bus service on Sundays only ran once every other hour, so it wasn't really convenient to take the bus either. And then coming home, if you missed the bus, then you'd have to wait another hour down in New Westminster, because the bus service down there isn't very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you just a one-car family?
Yes.
Or a no-car family?
Oh, one car, and then when we got grade 7, then my mom learned to drive again, because before, she knew how to drive before she had kids, but after she had kids, she was a stay-at-home mom, and then Dad worked shift work, so then we just worked around Dad's hours. They then went shopping like on Friday nights or on Saturday, because they never had, Friday night shopping was the only night they had open, and then they changed to Thursdays and then Wednesdays, but you're really limited to your shopping time, and there was no Sunday openings either in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure whether you've answered this or not. Why have you chosen to live and work in Burnaby?
I guess for the price of the house, and I don't like crossing bridges for driving, and it's central to everything. If I got to go out to Richmond or Surrey, and it was convenient for Ken because he worked at Burnaby Hospital when we first got married, and so not that he walked, but it's just a nice place, and all the family lives here, so it was handy for that. And I never lived anywhere else.
Can you think of any other stories? Childhood activities?
No. I really enjoyed living. I really enjoy living in Burnaby.
When you were going to Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
did they do anything like picnics or field trips or anything like
no,
that?
No, they didn't. They didn't then.
Do you know which church the Sunday school was in?
Mm-hmm. Went to South Burnaby United Church, and it's the same church that I got married at. Because I knew that church. And Ken had wanted to, he thought, get married with having a Chinese minister, but I don't understand Chinese, and so I said, no, we're going to have him in English, and that was convenient because I knew the minister at the church too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
went back to this, and I liked that church too, inside it, you know, it was a nice church, so, yeah.
We've gone through this very quickly.
Oh, I always talk fast. I do things fast.